This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The district attorney in Clear Creek County will investigate the killing of Christian Glass by a sheriff's deputy earlier this year. Glass's parents say their 22-year-old son did not pose a threat to police and that he called 911 for help. CPR's Allison Sherry.
And even over the radio, you can hear at one point the Colorado State Patrol, a supervisor, saying he didn't think Glass had committed any crimes and there was no reason to continue contact. But that message didn't get to the Clear Creek deputies, or if it did, they apparently ignored it. And the morning after the shooting, the sheriff's office released a statement that Glass was armed with a knife and tried to stab an officer, which I didn't really see in the body camera. You know, he never left his car.
Glass's parents say that he was too scared to get out of his car because he was having a mental health crisis. A deputy fired into the car, killing Glass. His parents plan to file a lawsuit over his death. An Arvada police officer who was killed last weekend will be honored with a public funeral service Friday. Officer Dylan Vakoff was fatally shot while intervening in a domestic dispute. He's the second Arvada police officer to die in the line of duty in the last 2 years. Centennial-based Boom Supersonic has ended its partnership with Rolls-Royce. The startup had been working with the luxury car maker on jet engines for a new supersonic airliner. Boom said the commercial aviation supersonic market was no longer a priority for Rolls-Royce. Boom recently announced its plans to fly its first aircraft, named Overture, by 2026. This is CPR News and KRCC.